Cashing It In, is written and read by Ethan Pope. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Moody Publishers.
Introduction. The Alert. What will a cashless society mean for you? One of the joys in writing this book was spending time with my friends and associates discussing the coming cashless society. Together we prayed, we laughed, we ate junk food, we looked at God's Word, and we challenged one another to live for Christ, no matter what the future brings, cash or cashless. Let me share with you what I noticed over and over again during these candid conversations with my friends. The more we talked about going cashless, the deeper the conversation became. The more questions they began asking, the more concerns they developed, and the more interest they became in learning what I discovered about this topic, especially if and how it relates to biblical prophecy. Like you and me and so many other consumers in our economy, they've sensed increasing pressures to go electronic and say goodbye to paper, whether cash, checks, or even statements. I could see them calculating, thinking, processing, and wondering, what does a cashless society mean for my family? They started asking me penetrating questions, including their top concern, which I will tell you in a moment. Let me give you a sampling. How can I best prepare to live in a cashless society? Exactly what does the Bible say about a cashless society? How do you know it's going to happen? Do you have proof? Ethan, what are the ramifications that concern you most? Are there any benefits to living in a cashless society? Will a cashless society be secure from fraud and identity theft? Is a cashless society technologically possible? What can we expect to happen over the next few years? What do I really need to know about a cashless society? What should our response be as Christians concerning the cashless society? Fight it? Ignore it? Promote it? How can I keep up to date on critical issues concerning the cashless society? But besides these, what do you think is the number one question most of them were asking me? Here it is. Ethan, does a cashless society mean that we are near the end of the world? That's right. The number one question dealt with the last days of the world as we know it. Do you find yourself interested in discovering the answers to these same questions? I trust the answer is yes. If I were sitting across the table from you right now, here is what I would do. I would look right into your eyes, speak very slowly, and say, "Let me be very clear as I explain why this topic is so important. We are on the eve of one of the most significant economic developments in the history of the world. The cashless society will change the way we live, give, invest, bank, buy, and sell. Every transaction will be exposed to digital eyes that will be able to trace your every financial move. The probability that your freedom and privacy can be invaded and abused will be at an all-time high. The potential for persecution will be at an all-time high if your personal data is ever controlled by radical anti-Christians. A cashless society will likely be a key aspect of a major biblical prophecy being fulfilled. We are one giant step closer to what is biblically known as the Great Tribulation. And finally, we are already on our way to becoming a cashless society." If you weren't convinced that this is an important topic, are you now? As believers, one of our responsibilities is to be on the alert. We are told at the end of Luke 21, "But keep on the alert at all times, praying, in order that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place." 1 Peter 5:8 instructs us to be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Webster defines alert as watchful and ready, as in facing danger. This book is a specific call for Christians to do just that, be on the alert. Chapter 1, The Experiment. Are you ready for a world without cash? Recent developments and indisputable signs have overwhelmingly convinced me that we will be living in a cashless society within the next few years. Maybe not.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?